It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. When Kwizera Imani was growing up in a refugee camp in Tanzania, he did not dream of one day working in aerospace engineering. He didn't know there was such a thing. His family moved to Iowa when he was in fifth grade, and he discovered aviation in high school. His dreams soared, and he became a star in the aerospace engineering program at Iowa State University. He graduated in December, and he'll soon start his job at Collins Aerospace in Sterling, Virginia. He is here with us now. Kwizera Imani, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Charity.
Let's go back way back in time. Your family was forced out of Rwanda because of the genocide there. Were you born in Rwanda, or were you actually born at the refugee camp?
No, I was actually born in the refugee camp. So I was born in Tanzania, which in location called Kigoma. Then, like, later on, my family moved to the refugee camp because, like, the location of Kigoma was too expensive for my parents to stay there.
Wow. So you were growing up in a refugee camp, and that's where you really found your love of school. Tell me what school was like in a refugee camp in Tanzania.
So school was very rigorous. There was a 80% proficiency or higher to move on to, like, the next class, so, like, which kind of, like, raised the standards of, like, actually working hard and making sure you understand the material. And just, like, through that process, I was able to kind of, like, find and create my own work ethic of, like, learning and actually understanding the context. And, like, that 80% proficiency, the standard they set, kind of raised the bar, and it kind of helped me progress through my schooling.
Was school available to all children, or was that something you had to work hard to be able to be a part of?
Unfortunately, it was not available to other students. I had the opportunity to go to school, but, like, yeah, it's like you had to work hard. And, like, yeah, it's like, for me, I think I always take it as a blessing to be able to have the opportunity to actually go to school and learn the material that other students at the time also wanted to learn. So, like, you had to work hard to stay in school.
So if you didn't meet that 80% proficiency rate, it wasn't like you repeated a year. You were just done?
Yes, you did repeat the year, but, like, also, like, that's not something that you want to do. It's like an example that it's like my older brother, who was in third grade, who's older than me by 6 years old. It's like school wasn't something that he was quite fond of. It's like I was able to meet him in third grade and kind of helped him out get to fifth grade. Okay. So, like, it's like they kind of, it's like if you didn't pass, you kind of stayed in the grade level.
What was it about school that you loved so much?
For me, I think it was more of, like, mathematics. It's like I gravitated towards math because I think for me it's like a gift of, like, being able to understand numbers. I think they're quite simple and they're quite easy. It's like they're kind of straightforward, and, like, I just like the logic behind of, like, 1 + 1 = 2, and there's no gray area with the numbers. So, like, I just kind of gravitated towards that.
Your family was able to relocate to Des Moines, Iowa in 2008. You were 9 years old. I'm guessing that before you came here, Des Moines, Iowa was not a place you had heard about.
No, I was definitely not quite familiar with. I was kind of like a new location where it's like also like just like the change in temperature, going from 60 to 70 degrees all the time to arriving here in February in -5 degrees was just like not only a culture shock, a temperature shock.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine what that must have felt like. And tell me what you thought the first time you saw snow.
For me, it's like, well, snow looked like rice. It's like, it was all white. And I'm like, it's like I walked outside and, like, just grabbed it and tried to taste it. I'm like, oh, it's cold. And my dad was like, that is snow. That's not rice.
So you thought the whole, it had been raining rice.
Yes.
Overnight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. When you moved to the United States, did you speak any English?
No, I didn't. Yeah, I spoke Kirundi, Swahili, and a little French. So, like, my schooling back in Tanzania, everything was taught in French. So the mathematics, the science. So all of that, so, like, when I got here, I utilized, like, my French to slowly transition to English. There's some, like, terminology where it's like a different pronunciation, like it's like saying attention in English, like for French, is like attention. So it's just like learning like the nuances of like the languages and utilize that to slowly progress myself.
So you had to learn English, but there you were in school, learning the language, assimilating very quickly. Did you find some comfort in math? Because that's really a universal language.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, yeah, for me, it's like I always gravitated. It's like, yeah, the math is like, yeah, because it was easy. And I was like, it's like, I felt like the mathematics I was learning back in Tanzania was, I guess, at the time in fifth grade, a higher level than like the one that I was introduced to here in the States. So, like, math became like an easy thing for me to pick up. And like, I sometimes would help some of my classmates despite like the language barrier, because
Oh,
like we
wow.
just like it's like it is a universal language.
You clearly loved school for the sake of learning, but after coming to the United States, you found even more to make you committed to your schooling and your education. And one of those things was watching your father support the family by working in a meatpacking plant. Tell me how that changed you.
Yeah, definitely. I think just like being able to see like the opportunity, and also like why he, it's like based on like his language barrier, like the only opportunity that he had kind of got me into more like a way to be more introspective of like where I am and also what my family's situation is. It's like, so like he's, you know, working in an environment that's cold, that's very hard on his body, and like for me, like all he asks of like my siblings is that we go to school and try to like better our situation, and kind of gave me like a lot of like, it's like a humbling experience, and also just like a lot of like pride of like, it's like I need to do something to kind of showcase the like the sacrifices the bunch of immigrant parents do, like it does matter, and like let me try to do something out of that. So like I kind of gravitated like I can do the school because it's more of like a mental challenge. It's like it's not a physical challenge. So like school became more of like, it's like I'll find whichever ways that I need to be successful at school, and like also like not have to go at least through the opportunities that my dad was going through.
Yeah. And you had a lot of responsibilities at home because you learned English so quickly, right? So you
Yes.
were also in many ways helping to care for your family.
Yeah, definitely. It's like one of the, it's like as I learned English, it's like one of the things I started doing is interpreting for my family. And also like being able to write a check for my parents to go to the bank, to go to the bills, because like my parents are not, like to this day, they're still not quite familiar with the English language. And like me, with my ability of like picking up English at a faster rate, was able to do some of like the small chores that like I can do within, I guess, like legal power at the time, because like I was only a kid and like I had to like be with my parents to be able to do all of
Yeah.
that.
When did you fall in love with aviation?
So I guess like airplanes have always been something that I was like fascinated about, and like I kind of wanted to see like, I guess, like which area. So like I enrolled in the through Central Campus Academy, and like they have like the aviation program at the Des Moines Airport, and it kind of introduced me to like just like two different areas of aviation that I can do. It's like I can do the route of like doing like becoming mechanics or aviation mechanics, or I could do more of like the design and also like a lot of like engineering heavy. So like, and I kind of gravitated more of the design because like I just love like just learning the like based on like the shape of like the aircraft, it can like have different aerodynamics property, and like those property can read to like how fast it goes, like how high it can go, and it's like, and all of that just kind of intrigued me, and I knew after taking that class that like aerospace engineering was like one of the things that I wanted to do.
So that was really not even an area of study that you knew existed before you took that class.
No, I actually, it's like I can still remember KCCI had a news, like they had a story where they were talking about like students being able to work with the National Guard at the Des Moines airports, and also being able to like actually do like some of the work on the aircrafts. And I'm like, it's like I think this would be a great opportunity. So like my counselor at Des Moines North Miss Foshi at the time. Like, she helped me out, like, apply for that. And that's how I got to that program.
Wow. So exciting. And so that led you to Iowa State University.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about your experience visiting Iowa State, because you actually got to meet Clayton Anderson, who we've interviewed on this program before. He's a retired astronaut who has an affiliation with Iowa State. So what an incredible experience that must have been.
One of my mentors, I think, just like throughout the journey, it's like my parents couldn't take me to like the college visit. So like my mentor, Jane Patton, drove me up here, and we went into the aerospace program, and like we visited, and I met with like one of the professor there, and he was showing me the different labs. Like, they have the wind tunnel labs, and also they have the VR virtual reality hub right there in the Howe atrium. And they were just showing me around. It's like, and I could just see like all of like the different courses they had to offer, and also the different opportunities they had to offer. And like at the time, like, we were able to sneak by and talk to Clay Anderson. He just talked to me about like the different experience and also the different opportunities that Iowa State have. And I utilized just like all of that. And it's like I know one, there's an astronaut who's actually on campus who can like help me out through like this journey. And also like there's a lot of like great teachers and also great different clubs that are around inside of like the aerospace department that I can be a part of, which was also like something that I thought about. And in addition, like, it was only 30 minutes away from my parents, which provided me that access of like, if they needed something, I can just like quickly drive down to Des Moines and help them out.
Yeah. So you didn't have to be so far away.
Yes.
I know that you've done many different things during your time at Iowa State, and you just graduated in December. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you did 5 different internships. Can you, in language that I can understand, can you explain to me what your focus is as an aerospace engineer? What do you want to do?
So, like, one of the things that I'm very passionate about is, like, avionics systems, which is something that at Collins Aerospace, we provide that product to, like, the industry. And just, like, being able to, like, ensure, like, we our customers or, like, whoever, like, we're providing that product is able to just being able to safely come back home, and also have them like provide products that like they can actually utilize, and they will make easy for like pilots as they're flying to like utilize that. So like it's and like so like I focused on more of like the control side, which is like where like most of like the aerospace equations go into. And like I kind of gravitated towards that because like I love being able to play around. I didn't specify with like for my major, like I was more focused on the systems side. And there's also a component of like weight and material, and that was something that I didn't gravitate. So like I wanted to like actually, it's like for my, it's like with my job, it's like I'm able to actually communicate with the customer. And that was like, once they asked us, it's like, this is what we want. And I can, we're able to like utilize the different employees and also like provide that product and like kind of like play around. So it's like a lot of fun being able to be a part of like a company and also being a part of like an industry that's able to like solve whichever solutions or whichever problems that our customers is having.
You're going to be working in Virginia, and I want to talk about that in just a moment. But one of the things I was really struck by in reading about the time that you spent at Iowa State, it sounds like you took advantage of every opportunity that was presented to you to get involved in student groups, to live in a community of aerospace engineering students in Helzer Hall in one of the dormitories, and all of these opportunities. Do you have any advice to other students who are going to be going off to college about taking advantage of the opportunities around you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is like, it's like throughout my experiences, like I always ask for help. And whenever I do, it's like I always take whatever inputs my mentors and like the people around the university told me and just kind of went through it. So like, I think for me, one of the biggest thing was like being able to graduate without that much college debt or any, and it's like being able to work and also doing the community advisor position in Helzer Hall under Alicia Smith. It's like, I was able to utilize just like the financial assistance of like being a part of like the aerospace community in Livingston, and also just like utilize that space, I guess, to kind of like not have to like deal with like the finance component. So like it's more of like it's like if you need help, it's like ask for help, because like there's a lot of like it's like the student service centers is available to help.
There are
Like
people there to
there are
help you.
people there, you just like you have to be willing to do that, and like I'm pretty sure they're more than willing to, because like they did help me.
That's so wonderful to hear. And now you're moving to Virginia,
Yes.
and this is seems like an amazing coincidence. Your new manager at Collins Aerospace is originally from Rwanda.
Yes. So yeah, my manager Bruno. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's I think it's like just like the chance of like me having a manager who's from like the native country and who can actually be able to speak with like my dad. It's like in the same like language. It's just like one of those things where it's like, yeah, the chance of that, it's just astronomical, and I'm
Yeah,
like
wow.
grateful and blessed for that opportunity.
What does it feel like to be leaving Iowa?
It's very hard because like I was raised it's like half of my life is now mostly here in Iowa, and the other half was from in Tanzania. It's difficult and challenging because like the it's like my all my experiences are kind of been reshaped by like the community of Iowa, and like it's just great to know like it's like despite of like all the craziness of like that's happening in the world, it's like the Iowa people are here to help each other, and they're going out of their way to help somebody like me like be successful however level that I am at this point.
Well, we wish you so much success in the future. And it is a little warmer in Virginia, so
Yes.
enjoy that.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Kwizera Imani, he just graduated in aerospace engineering at Iowa State University in December. He will soon start his job at Collins Aerospace in Sterling, Virginia. And he started his life in a refugee camp in Tanzania. His family had been forced to flee Rwanda because of the genocide. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. You never need to miss an episode. Please subscribe to our podcast, Talk of Iowa, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa.